यशोदानन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदानन्द यशोदानन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतभे चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 66। विक्षोधा व्यसन व्यससं तं च प्रकृतिनां च सम्मतां अनुरक्त प्रजां राजा ध्रुवं चक्रे भुवापतिं विक्षोधा व्यसयं तं च प्रकृतिनां च सम्मतां अनुरक्त प्रजं राजा ध्रुवं चक्रे भुवापतिं विक्षोधा व्यसयं तं च प्रकृतिनां च सम्मतां अनुरक्त प्रजं राजा ध्रुवं चक्रे भुवापतिं माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। विक्ष्य आफ्टर सीइंग उदावयसम मैच्योर इन एज तम ध्रुवा च एंड प्रकृति नाम बाय द मिनिस्टर्स च आल्सो सम्मताम अप्रूव्ड ऑफ अनुरक्त बिलव्ड प्रजाम बाय सब्जेक्ट्स राजा द किंग ध्रुवम ध्रुव महाराज चक्रे मेड भुवा ऑफ द अर्थ पतिम मास्टर। Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When after concentration, King Uttanapada saw that Dhruva Maharaj was suitably mature to take charge of the kingdom and take his ministers, and that his ministers were agreeable and the citizens were also very fond of him, he enthroned Dhruva as emperor of this planet. Purport. Although it is misconceived that formerly the monarchical government was autocratic, from the description of this verse it appears that not only was King Uttanapada a Rajrishi, but before installing his beloved son Dhruva on the throne of the emperor of the world, he consulted his ministerial officers, considered the opinion of the public, and also personally examined Dhruva's character. Then the king installed him on the throne to take charge of the affairs of the world. When a Vaishnava king like Dhruva Maharaj is the head of the government of the entire world, the world is so happy that it is not possible to imagine or describe. Even now, if people would all become Krishna conscious, the democratic government of the present day would be exactly like the kingdom of heaven. If all people become Krishna conscious, they would vote for persons of the category of Dhruva Maharaj. If the post of chief executive were occupied by such a Vaishnava, all the problems of satanic government would be solved. The youthful generation of the present day is very enthusiastic in trying to overthrow the government in different parts of the world. But unless people are Krishna conscious like Dhruv Maharaj, there will be no appreciable changes in the government. In government, because people who hanker to attain political position by hook or by crook cannot think of the welfare of the people. They are only busy to keep their position of prestige and monetary gain. They have very little time to think of the welfare of the citizens. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Shri Guru Vena Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutan Yam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadanti Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesh Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripri Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Welcome all of you to today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. Topic is very relevant for nowadays. What's going on in Maharashtra or all over India? The politics and government, one is trying to bypass the other by hook or crook. Prabhupada says they want to take over the position of a CM or whatever. But Prabhupada is very bold that he is saying, I will show some of the purports which Prabhupada has written very beautifully and how it drastically, very, very clearly indicates the that how Prabhupada purports are relevant for all the time. I was just searching for some content for preparing this lecture, but my search led to this way that I read few of the purports which are exactly matching today's politics and whatever is going in the world. Not in India, outside also. You must have heard about Tulsi Gabbard. She met Maharaj also, and she is also trying for next year elections and all. So how Prabhupada teachings are so relevant if somebody follows those teachings in his personal life and also applies it to the people in general, how it helps all the humanity in a very large way, in a very broader way, and leads to the highest destination, which is Krishna consciousness. And ultimately, goal of human life is achieved for everyone, which is to reach Supreme Lord. So we will see a few examples of the kings, like previous lectures also, many of the speakers have spoken about all the Bhagavatam kings. I will also take the same, because we cannot invent a new king, we have to take the references of the Mahajans only. So King Parikshit, from the first canto if we go, we find these examples. Slowly we will see other examples also. So King Parikshit was ruling the entire world, he was given a heritage. He was given the kingdom by the forefathers, Pandavas and others. So he was ruling. So when Kali entered the kingdom, when the Kali entered this Yuga, King Parikshit was ruling and he offered him few places and he was not satisfied. And Kali wanted some other places, and you know the story how he entered. So Prabhupada writes there, firstly, Parikshit Maharaj provided places for Kali to reside, but Kali could not spread its influence. Nefarious elements of Kali will always try to extend their activities to mass of people, but till that time, king or the leader of the state is like the caliber of Parikshit Maharaj, Kali cannot fully spread its influence. So Parikshit Maharaj was very intelligent. He was knowing that Kali has so many defects, but Nanu Dveshti Kalim Samrat, Saranga Iva Sarva, Kushlani Ashu Siddhyante, Netarani Kritaniyat. He was knowing that till the time people do bad to someone, bad will not happen to them. The reactions will not come. But if they think good of someone, good will happen. I remember when we were in VTA classes, Gaurang Prabhu's previous lectures, and many times he has quoted also, that devotee should always think of very big, big things in a good manner. Like he told us, what is the highest thing you can imagine in Krishna consciousness? So the VTA person, he told, we should have a big palatial temple in Pakistan. At least we can have in Mayapur first, then we can think of other places. So in this way we can imagine, we can have mass book distribution. There is no harm in imagining, because according to this verse, whatever good you think, you certainly have some benefit, and it will have a positive vibes and everyone will be benefited. But till the time you do something bad to someone, the actions will not come. So he was very intelligent, Parikshit Maharaj, because based on this principle he allowed Kali to enter or giving him some place. So he was a realist. He was like the bee who collects the honey from different places, and he is a saranga. He knows the essence from where to collect. So he allowed Kali in this way. Intelligent person will surely pick up gold even if it is floating in the sewage. So the person knows the value of the gold. So he was knowing that what is the value of the gold, what is the benefit of this Kali Yuga age, and what people can achieve very fast and very easily, what was not achievable in the previous ages. Kale radoshanide rajan asti ek mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha param vaja. This only benediction which is available in this yuga only, it has been activated and it has been intensified by the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we can take, everyone in the humanity can take benefit of it. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting, and one can very easily free himself from the bondage of material life. Again, very beautiful verse is this. This is a not so much quoted verse, but I like the principle which was mentioned in this verse. Kimnu balishu surena kalina dhir bhirina apramatta pramatteshu yovrike nrisheshu vartate. Kali was an attentive tiger among inattentive men. Yovrike nrisheshu vartate. He was Kali is very attentive to catch those who are not attentive. So those people who are inattentive, Kali will easily catch on them. Yo vrikeshu nrisheshu vartate, like a tiger who is waiting for a deer or a flesh which is very inattentive, who is not able to protect himself. The tiger will immediately pounce on him and will catch. So Kali is like a attentive tiger among inattentive men. But what could powerful Kali, Kim Shurena Balina, Kim Shurena Kalina, this powerful Kali cannot achieve. What could powerful Kali do to the innocent people, Balishu, since he was afraid of the devotees? Dhir Bhurina. Those people who are dhir, those who are attentive in their practices of Krishna consciousness and whatever religious life they practice in. If they are attentive in their doings and inattentive towards the material life, or in a way we can say, if they are self-controlled, then Kali cannot do much according to this verse. So Parikshit Maharaj was knowing this. Kimnu balishu surena kalina dhir bhirina apramatta pramateshu yo vrikeshneshu varste. Since he was afraid, Kali is afraid of the devotees. He will not come closer to the devotees. So we have to then understand who is a devotee also. According to those definitions, we have to follow those principles which are laid down in the scriptures and also told by spiritual masters. So if we follow those instructions clearly and sincerely and seriously, then Kali's effect will reduce on us. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur says, the king had another intention. Was there a disturbance to the foolish people by Kali? Is there a disturbance by Kali to the foolish people? There was none, because he had fear of devotees. So wherever we go for Sankirtan and wherever we go for preaching, if Kali is present there, he will become afraid of us. You should also be afraid of Kali because he's a very powerful. If we are not following principle, then we should also be afraid of him. But we should also understand that he also becomes afraid of us if we approach to those people who are drowned in those Kalimal. So there was none because he had fear of devotees, those who are discerning in nature. This is the quality of the devotees which is mentioned. They're not having any doubts what they're practicing. Kali was a powerful tiger among the innocent. Innocence means those people who are not having knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So we have to educate the innocent people so that they can come out of this ignorance of Kali. Srila Prabhupada said, it will not be possible to bring out a saner condition in society unless we prepared to accept the modes of action adopted by Parikshit Maharaj. That is propagation of the devotional service of the Lord to the common man. So very beautifully Prabhupada says that it will not be possible for any government or a head of state to effectively do something good to the people if he personally is not following the principle of Parikshit Maharaj, which he was following. When this all was happening, there was a person who was very proud of his Brahminical powers. His name was Shingi. Tasse putro ati tejasvi, viharan balako arbhakai, ragne agham prapitam tatam, shutva tatretam abravit. There was a sage whose powerful son, playing with young, inexperienced, childish boys, hearing that the king had offended his father, Shamikrishi, spoke the following words to them. So here it is mentioned that Sringi was Balako and Arabakai. He was childish and inexperienced. So it is said in the purports that he was Ati Tejasvi also. He's childish, inexperienced, but he's having Brahminical powers which are very high, like he has been trained. So Prabhupada writes there, due to Parikshit Maharaj's good government. So how this happened that a small boy also in a kingdom was so nicely trained? Prabhupada writes, due to Parikshit Maharaj's good government. This is all because of Parikshit Maharaj's good government, that even a boy of tender age was playing with other inexperienced boy could become as powerful as a qualified brahmana. This is the responsibility of a king or a head of state, that because of his governments, because of his rule, a person can elevate himself in any stage of life. So this boy was known as Shingen. He achieved good training in Brahmacharya by his father so that he could be as powerful as a brahmana even at that age. So was all because of Parikshit Maharaj, good governments. But what happened? Because of his governments, this boy was trained and he only cursed the king. But because the age of Kali was seeking an opportunity to spoil the cultural heritage of the four orders of life, Kali was seeking an opportunity that how I can spoil this cultural whole heritage. So this is the thing when Brahmanas become proud of their knowledge. Like we see in India, there are many schools which are opening like a business. They're earning and they're spending. They're using their black money and you building those schools. This is not proper education. If you want to train people and we want to. Education was free earlier. Education and food was. Nobody used to worry about education and Brahmana used to give. That was a charity which they used to give. Brahmana used to give. So this is happening nowadays that schools and colleges are becoming very way of earning by the people who have those illegal means. So the cultural heritage is lost because of that. The cultural heritage of Brahmanas not being proud of their knowledge. So, but because the age of Kali was seeking an opportunity to spoil the cultural heritage of the four orders of life, the inexperienced boy gave a chance for the age of Kali to enter into the field of Vedic culture. The small boy just spoiled the whole thing. The cultural heritage was destroyed. Hatred of the lower orders of life began from this Brahmana boy under the influence of Kali. And thus cultural life began to dwindle day after day. द फर्स्ट विक्टिम ऑफ ब्राह्मणिकल इनजस्टिस वॉज महाराज परीक्षित ओनली. ही क्रिएटेड द फैसिलिटी फॉर पीपल टू बिकम एजुकेटेड, टू बिकम ब्राह्मणस, टू बिकम प्रॉपर क्षत्रियस, एंड द फर्स्ट विक्टिम वॉज ही हिमसेल्फ ओनली. द फर्स्ट विक्टिम ऑफ ब्राह्मणिकल इनजस्टिस वॉज महाराज परीक्षित, एंड दस द प्रोटेक्शन गिवन बाय द किंग अगेंस्ट द ऑनस्लॉट ऑफ कली वॉज लैकेंड. सो नेचुरली इट हैपन्स दैट यू आर, if we start blaspheming our seniors only, if we start criticizing our sin, our if we find start finding fault in our system only, then what is the hope for us? So this is same happening. He was not realizing, this small boy was not realizing that whatever powers he is having, whatever knowledge he is having, because somebody is protecting, somebody is having, maintaining that culture, and I am able to do that. Like Hari Guru Prabhu and Audhare Prabhu, they sometimes arrange vehicles and everything for us to just go and vote. Sometimes I feel laziness in that also, to just elect a person who can do something right for us. So this is the way that we sometimes feel laziness in our duties, which are towards others also. Like if we don't elect a proper person above, how we will practice? Although the Krishna consciousness and our culture is not bound by these things, it will spread according to its but some favorable circumstances can be created by these people, and we can also practice. So the first victim of Brahminical injustice was Maharaj Parikshit, and thus the protection was slackened. So he was in a Brahmana Kula, this boy Shringi. So similarly, we see the son who is born in a family of a medical practitioners, he can have some basic things he can learn very easily. It is not that he can become a doctor just by being the son of a doctor. So Prabhupada writes there, but he also has to study and build his character and attitude to serve. Then only he can properly come into the line of Brahmanas and doctors. Unless that is there, how we will become doctor just by being a doctor's son? So this Shringi boy says now, Aho dharma pala nam pivanam balim bhuja iva swamni agham yad dasa nam dwarapanam shunam iva. Shunam means dog, and bali bhujam is a crow. The Brahmana's son Shringi said, oh, just look at the sins of the rulers. Aho adharma palanam. Just see the sins which they are performing. He is speaking about Parikshit Maharaj. It was not such a grievous sin that Parikshit Maharaj has performed that he has to be cursed in such a way. Like crows and watchdogs at the door, they should be standing near the door of a Brahmana's house. They should not come inside. Perpetrate sins against their masters, contrary to the principles governing servants. Servant should not enter. Servant should be following. Even if the master becomes very friendly with the servant, he might be treating him like a family member. But still, the servant should never think. I heard this statement in our initial days of Krishna consciousness, that it might happen that in the future, the seniors and some of the leaders of our movement become very friendly, or we are able to know them very personally. But the servant should always understand what his position is. Like when I was in, when we were in VT or BT training, like Brij Bihari Prabhu and Govind Prabhu had a very close relationship. They had next door rooms. So I was serving that time Brij Bihari Prabhu, and I saw him saying that whatever he says, he's my senior na. Even if we are so friendly, even if we are having very, very friendly relationship, but I should always consider that I was a junior and I will remain a junior and I have to serve my master. So in this way, this principle is there, that whenever a servant becomes very close to the master, he should be having a mood at least behind that he is still a servant. He should not perpetrate against the masters, which is contrary. Srila Prabhupada says, herein Shingi, a qualified son of a great Brahmana, attained the required Brahmanical power both by birth and by training. Prabhupada is saying this, by birth and by training, by his father he got this. In his family only he attained these two qualifications. By birth and by training he was trained by his father. But he was lacking in culture. Prabhupada is saying he was lacking in culture because he was an inexperienced boy. The king is certainly the watchdog of the state. It is accepted a fact that king is always a watchdog. He will protect the, because he is like the arms. According to the Varnashram system, he is a arms and he will protect the head. Brahmanas are the head. The king is certainly the watchdog of the state in the sense that he keeps vigilant eyes over the border of the state for its protection and defense. But to address him as a watchdog is a sign of a less cultured boy. We can understand that who is protecting us, and we might sometimes think that I have a greater knowledge of scriptures or something, but we should not be so less cultured that we start disrespecting a person who is performing his duties very nicely and protecting us in a way so that we can practice. But to address him as a watchdog is a sign of a less cultured boy. So the culture was missing. And we have heard that if the culture and attitude is missing in a person, what is the use of his knowledge and good birth? So this was the pride of Sringi. Brahmane shatra bandurhi grahapalo nirupita sa katam tad grihe dvastha sa bhandam bhoktum arhati. Sa bhandam. Bhandam is the vessel in which a Brahmana is eating. So how can this Kshatriyas, they can come inside and eat in the same plate in which the Brahmana is eating? So this Sringi is saying, the descendants of the kingly orders are definitely designated as watchdogs. But they must keep themselves at the door only. On what grounds can dogs enter the house and claim to dine with the master on the same plate? Sa bhandam bhuktum arhati, sa katham tad grihe. They should stay at the door only, dvastha. He tried to explain away his father's inhospitality. So Sringi is explaining, is giving justice to the injustice. He tried to explain away his father's inhospitality in an impertinent manner, befitting an uncultured boy. He was not at all sorry for the king's not being well received. He is not sorry about the king's being not received. He is saying that this perpetrator has come and he has started dining with in the same plate. You should see your father was silent when he came, and he's not a small person, he's the king of the whole planet. On the contrary, he justified the wrong act in a way of the Brahmanas of Kali Yuga. Prabhupada is saying this is the way Brahmanas of Kali Yuga deal. They don't understand the value of a saintly person, and they don't respect the... He compared the king to a watchdog, and so it was wrong for the king to enter the home of a Brahmana and ask for water of the same pot. And this is the height which he says now in this verse. Krishne gate bhagavati. You've heard this verse? Krishne gate bhagavati shastri utpath gamina. Because Krishna has gone to the spiritual world, he has gone to his abode back. So, Shastrari Utpath Gamna. So, these kings have taken such a Utpath. They are creating upstarts. These upstarts have flourished now. He is telling a pure devotee of Krishna only. He is telling to Parikshit Maharaj only that he is a Utpath. He is creating, he is an upstart now. After the departure of Lord Sri Krishna, Krishna Gate Bhagavati, the personality of God and the supreme ruler of everyone, Krishna was ruling in. According to his principle, he established dharma everywhere. The Kurukshetra war happened. But these rulers which have come now after Krishna being gone, these upstarts have flourished and our protector being gone. Therefore, I myself shall take up this matter. I will take up the position of Krishna and I will rule in such a way that I will punish this upstart. Tad bhinna setum adya aham. Today there is no protector, Setu, the protector is not there today. So, Shasmi Pashyatame Balam. See my prowess now.
I will rule in such a way that I will punish this. Therefore, I myself shall take up this matter and punish them. Just witness my power. Prabhupada says, the inexperienced Brahmana, puffed up by a little Brahma Tejas. He was having little Brahma Tejas, which he attained from his parents. Became influenced by the spell of Kali Yuga. Maharaj Parikshit gave license to Kali to live in four places. But this very, by his expert government, the personality of Kali could hardly find the places allotted to him. The personality of Kali therefore was seeking an opportunity to establish authority, and by the grace of the Lord, he found a hole in the puffed up, inexperienced Brahmana. Kali found a hole in a puffed up, inexperienced Brahmana. He wanted to take the place of Lord Krishna after his departure. These are the principal signs of upstarts who want to take up the place of Sri Krishna. If you see the previous first canto purports, Prabhupada writes Sri Krishna. In the previous purport, the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada later changed that word. Sri Krishna, under the influence of the age of Kali, an upstart with a little power wants to become an incarnation of the Lord. This is what happening now also. So many people, so many things are, this is termed as religion now. He's actually an upstart, he's calling himself as God, and people are terming that whole thing as a religion or a path to follow. So these upstarts are coming now. They started with this only, Shringi, and then Indra becoming those different forms taking when Prithu Maharaj was performing sacrifices. Those upstarts have started. An upstart with a little power wants to become an incarnation of the Lord. There are many false incarnations after the departure of Lord Krishna from the face of the globe, and they are misleading the innocent public by accepting spiritual obedience of the general mass of people to maintain false prestige. When Sringi's father heard this, Shamikrishi heard, Nishamme saptam tad arham narendram. Narendram. Nishamme saptam tad arham narendram. Sa brahmano natmajam abhyanandat. Aho bata amho mahad adyate kritam. Alpi yase droha urur damo dhrita. This last line is very important. Alpi yase droha. He performed a very small act, Parikshit Maharaj. Urur damo. He was punished in a very high manner. Hearing that Parikshit Maharaj had been undeservedly cursed, the sage was not pleased with his son. Nishamme saptam tad arham narendram. Narendram is Parikshit Maharaj, not that one. Oh, you have committed a great sin today. Aho bat amho mahad adyate kritam. For a small offense, you have given a great punishment. This Prabhupada purports now will be very nice. The king is the best of all human beings. He is a representative of God and is never to be condemned for any of his actions. These are the starting statement. In other words, the king can do no wrong. The king may order hanging of a culprit son of a brahmana, but he does not become sinful for killing a brahmana. The king may order hanging of a culprit son of a brahmana. Parikshit Maharaj did that. He could have done, he could have counter-cursed, or he could have punished also that Sringi. It was just a small act and he was given a curse which was very high. So he could have counter-cursed and he could have punished in this way also. That's why Prabhupada is saying, king may order hanging of a culprit son of a brahmana, but it does not become sinful for killing a brahmana. Even if there is something wrong with the king, he is never to be condemned. A medical practitioner may kill a patient by mistaken treatment. It's not the allowance that one can take this allowance that medical practitioner can kill. But by mistake or by some mistaken treatment, it's happening actually. Many cases are there because of greed and power and running their big, big hospitals. It's happening that people do so much high billing and they have this
practices are very prevalent nowadays. We might be not knowing because I'm coming from somewhat, my parents are from doctor vagera, so I know some of the cases. They go to Delhi hospital, so they know some of the cases which is happening. They are building such big hospitals, like a, almost like a resort center. And if a person enters, medicines are given, but the beds and the facilities are like he has not left the resort. It's like that. So from where they will find the bills, and they will charge them only. And just if the today is the checkout, they will have tomorrow the checkout. So one day fees is. So in this way they are having these practices, and mistaken treatments are given. They are not bothered about someone is killed. Doctors are allowed, or and they have the certificates. They can. So a medical practitioner may kill a patient by mistaken treatment, but such a killer is never condemned to death. So what to speak of a good and pious king like Parikshit Maharaj? Good. It was a total injustice to him. In the Vedic way of life, the king is trained to become a Rajarshi. The Rajarshis would manage their kingdom so nicely and piously that their subjects would respect them as if they were the Lord. So here the Brahmana boy is saying that I will take the position of the Supreme Lord. But Prabhupada is saying Rajarshis used to maintain the kingdom and used to govern in such a way that they should be considered as Lord. Tabhi unko kya bolte the? Kai bar rajao ko bhi aisa, they used to praise the king also like the Lord. Glories they used to sing. That is the instruction of the Vedas. The king is mentioned in this verse as Narendra. The king is called Narendra, the best among the human beings. How then could a king like Parikshit Maharaj be condemned by an inexperienced puffed up Brahmana? Navai nribhir nar devam parakhyam sammata marasi avipakva buddhi. Those who are not having the mature intelligence, they will not consider the king as equal to the Lord. But those who are having mature intelligence, actually in the previous days, in a few years ago, before this government and everything came up, there used to be many comments, many jokes, and many things used to be prevalent about the corrupt politicians. Because there was so much corruption and so much disloyalty among them. But now, somewhat they have stopped, or we can say they are coming on the positive attitudes and they are circulating those things in a very positive way. But if you see all these purports which Prabhupada is mentioning, they very much relate to both the things. How the good government should be there, and he is also telling what not should be done. So those who are immature in their intelligence, they think that king and the king should not be treated as Lord. Like in our temple also, we worship the spiritual master in the same way we worship the Lord. Why we worship? Because we know the glories, and by serving him what benefits and how we can achieve the goal of our life. Similarly, if we respect the right king also, who is protecting the Brahmanas, who is allowing the Varnashram system to properly follow, everyone can be elevated. It is said in the Vedic scriptures, if the king is elevating himself and is following the right principles, he is actually taking the citizens also to the higher planets. So in this way everyone is getting benefited. Prabhupada says, in the absence of the good government, it is foretold herein that in the absence of monarchical regime, the general mass of people will be an unwanted population like dogs and monkeys. As the monkeys are too sexually inclined and dogs are shameless in sexual intercourse, the general mass of population born of illegitimate connection will systematically go astray from the good manners and the qualitative engagements. I mentioned these two words in my notes also as red lines. If the people of the general are too much living like monkeys and dogs. And the two reasons why Prabhupada has mentioned those two species. If the whole mass of people are living like that, then what they will lose? The good manners And second thing is also there, qualitative engagements. One time one of the senior devotee, he was giving lecture here and he spoke this statement that children, the youth which is there now is taking to nonsense activities because we are not giving them qualitative engagements. So I like that point. We are not actually having that thing that we can give to others. Like when I go for programs, I play Mridanga and Kartal. Some of the other people also take up the Kartal and they try to learn. So this is a very good engagement that we learn instruments. Like Radhesham Prabhu was mentioning in one of the lecture, there are so many positive engagements which will take whole lifetime to learn for us. I will not say in that way, but many of the brahmacharis practice mridanga playing for years. It's a good engagement. Even if they don't learn, at least they are having a very nice touch with Balramji, we can say in that way. So there are so many good engagements we can get. Now book distribution is coming. So if that was the genius of Prabhupada, that he engaged so many devotees in such a qualitative engagements. That is the way a leader thinks, that he can give so many qualitative engagements to the people. So otherwise what will happen? We will also tend to fall down to those things which Prabhupada is mentioning, monkeys and dogs. Will systematically go astray from the Vedic way of good manners and qualitative engagements in the castes and orders of life. The Vedic way of life does not allow any man to be like the monkeys and dogs. A degraded civilization of sense gratification and economic development is the byproduct of a godless or kingless government of the people, by the people and for the people. So everyone takes vote. Everyone says these statements only, which Prabhupada is mentioning, that our government is for the people, by the people, and they will serve the people. But if they are godless, if they are not having any God consciousness, then monkeys and dogs will only prevail, whatever good they want to promote. The people should not therefore, it is not that in one of the purports, it's getting time, but that purport was very nice. Okay, I'm not finding, but in future it was there. Like Prabhupada is strongly mentioning one of the purports that Krishna conscious people should take over the government now. One of the purport he says that they should take over the government and they should rule in such a way that they should spread the God realization everywhere so that the kings and ministers, they become, in this way, the brahmanas and the saintly person will get an opportunity to preach Krishna conscious everywhere if the kings and rajarshis are there on the top. Janasya Krishnat, Vimukhasya Devat. All the people in this world are Vimukha. They are not, they have turned their faces away from Krishna. The saintly person will travel peacefully if they are provided such a system, if they are provided such a security. Otherwise, in one of the other purport, Prabhupada mentions that otherwise they have to run away towards jungle and hide themselves to practice themselves first, peacefully. So, this is required. Anugrahaya charanti nunam. That's why on this, if protection is provided, then the saintly person can travel easily, they can preach easily, very nicely, they can. Another example which is mentioned in Bhagavatam is about King Vena. You know the story how Brahmanas, there was an emergency, there was no king in the state, so they appointed this Vena to rule. But supporting such a mischievous king Vena is like maintaining a snake by giving him milk every day. So by their prowess, sages did that, they installed Vena on the throne. Their intentions were good. They were thinking that there is no king now and the thieves and rogues will flourish. So they thought that the king should be there, he can control. It happened also. When King Vena was installed, all the thieves and rogues were controlled. The problem which happened was, the king himself became the thief. The king himself became the rogue. So the problem increased only.
So then again the sages came together and they started thinking what the solution can be. So in this way we see the role of saintly persons, that they are not like sitting behind. And we see from the many histories also, like during the time of Chanakya also, Prabhupada quotes him many times, moral politician, he says. Not like a devotee, but moral politician who fought. And we see from the pastimes of Mahabharata also, how Vidura was always, he was a pure devotee, but he was always thinking that there should be right government, there should be right ruling, the king should be very pious. So this is the last verse we will take. Esha dharma bhitam sreshto, lokam dharma anuvartayan, gopta cha dharma setu nam shasta, tat paripanthinam. This verse is about King Prithu Maharaj, that how he was ruling in this in his kingdom. This King Maharaj Prithu is the best among those who are following religious principles. As such, he will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles. So this is like a king duty is mentioned. We sometimes think that duty of a king or a head of the state is to maintain politics and foreign relationships and all these. But here, in many of the verses of Prabhupada and all the activities of the great saintly kings is mentioned, they should protect the religious principles. And one of the purport Prabhupada mentioned that this idea of saying that because of secular we can't promote our religious principles, this is actually bogus principle. Prabhupada says that just by saying always this secular, we are not actually promoting the right Vedic culture. The duty of the king or the head of the government is described very nicely in this verse. It is the duty of the government head to see that the people strictly follow a religious life. It is a duty, one of the duty which is mentioned about the king or a religious man. A king should be also strict in chastising the atheists. People very boldly say nowadays, I am an atheist. This is the duty which is mentioned about the king, he should chastise them. In other words, an atheist, a godless government should never be supported by the king or a government chief. This is the test of the good government. Prabhupada says. So there are many things which are mentioned. If somebody has any comments, corrections or some questions, we can take. Anantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Chala Prabhupada ki jai.